This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Seven is brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. If you've got a BMW, Porsche, or Mini, and you're looking for a dealer alternative, you can't beat Black Forest Motorsports. Over 40 years experience, guys know those cars, headlight to taillight, whether you're looking for factory service or if you want to go racing. That's right. They're heavily engrossed in the racing community. Also, I definitely want to thank Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a business that has cashiers and maybe you're having trouble getting them, whether you have a liquor store, grocery store, or any kind of a store with cash registers, you need to give them a call, 800-540-2149. Talk to the team. They'll come to your location free of charge. Take a look. If their system fits your system, you will be hooked up. All right, young lady, how are you today?
I'm well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Are you off again this week, too?
Yeah.
Well, you're off. And no place to race.
True. It's okay. I'm spending time with my puppy. And by puppy, 13-year-old dog.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
So who are these fine folks you brought in today?
I have to say, I was listening to your last hour on the drive-in, and Brian caught my ear when he used the term spirited driving. I thought that was funny.
You like that?
I like that term. And I then thought of today's guest, because I believe he enjoys spirited racing.
Very much.
We have in-house today the Barona's 2021 Dwarf Car Champion and his crew. Please welcome Robert Peters, Tristan, Tori, and Rocky in the house.
Fantastic. Yeah. I can't believe you're still talking to him.
I'm proud of him. He's one of the B&B family.
I know. You're members. Trying to beat him. I know you are.
You know, we used to go back and forth a lot
in
2018.
Lot.
Traded a little paint, didn't we?
No, but I think we would jump out of the car and be like, oh gosh, you remember that? You remember that?
Yep.
Like, it was good. It was spirited racing.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's still one of my most favorite videos where I actually hopped over your front tire.
Ooh, that sounds
with
fun.
Your in-car camera. It looked pretty cool.
So you're going to put, you ought to have Mark Lewick paint on the back of your car, spirited racer.
Yeah, I like that term. Yeah. So I thought of you when he said spirited driving, because I would imagine you enjoy that.
So what have you been doing off seasons besides chewing your nails?
Getting ready for February for Cocopaw, getting my son's car ready. Mm. He just bought Darren Brown's old car. So
these gentlemen have been on our show before.
Yeah.
It was about, I don't know, mid-season-ish this last season. And on air, you made the claim that if you won the championship, that your son Tristan would get his car.
Yeah, correct. But he didn't. He got Brown's old car.
It's not a bad deal.
But I mean, is that pressure for you getting into a winning car?
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of one of the Hendrick cars or any other ones, you know, where or the Kyle Busch cars where all these young drivers drive that car, you know, the 18 or what have you. I would imagine that the pressure is immense, but you have to put it away.
It's some pressure, but some of me is like, okay, if Darren can drive it that fast, then
I can drive it faster.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's capable of.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Right.
And you can't blame nothing on the car.
Yeah. Well, no, because you set the car up
the car.
To the track.
Right.
You don't set the car up to the driver.
Right.
You do in some other forms of motorsports. You set the car up because some drivers like it looser than others. But I think on this type of a car, the car is set to the track, wouldn't you say?
Correct. 100%.
And have you got that part figured out, how you can talk to the crew chief and say, okay, I need this, I need that, or are you still working on it?
What's cool is they're basically sister cars. So whatever he's running, I can kind of run it, see how I like it, and go off that. Like, we have a pretty good baseline.
Are you going to be running the same seat size so you could jump in each other's?
I think we're pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, you're, well, You're being awful kind.
Well,
you are a little on the chubby
side. A little bit.
Talked about this.
I'm being honest.
It's my winter coat.
Is that your winter coat?
Yeah.
I know. Mom yells at me all the time.
Well, the last week we got ashamed by Scott Delosio, who said, because he mentioned weight and I mentioned age to Brent Sexton.
Yeah, we got all kinds of trouble.
But I just didn't know if you're saying I have an issue, and you're trying to figure it out, who could ultimately hop in the car. I've had Josh Cochran's the only one who could really fit in my car when I was having issues, and no one was believing me. And then Josh, out of Colorado, we're at Honor Speedway, and people weren't really buying my story until Josh got in. He's like, oh, yeah, it is. I'm like, yeah.
See, what did I try to tell you?
You could at least do that.
Right. So what are you doing off season? Are you doing anything other than, I mean, the car's ready, right?
He's recovering, Dave.
No, not yet. I bought it as just a chassis.
A roller.
Not even really a roller. It had no rear end.
Oops.
A little bit of the front end. So we've just been trying to scrounge up parts. And
Well, don't you just go down to your nearest Napa auto parts store?
Napa,
order this. What year car is
Albertsons?
That?
I think it's a 2017. I believe.
Okay, so those
parts are pretty new.
It's pretty new.
Yeah, but still, finding parts are still not easy.
Right. Well, Darren Brent and Bobby, you know, they make most of the parts. And I know Darren's been super busy. And
Yes.
Bobby, they've all been busy getting ready for the Tulsa.
Yeah.
Darren Brent is sending four of his B&B cars to race at the Tulsa shootout. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Huge.
So they've been a bit busy.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
So how much stuff have you got? What about the engine?
No engine yet. Yeah, that's one of the hardest ones.
So all those Kawasaki people better lock their bikes up.
I know, right?
Suzuki.
Suzuki, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm the Kawasaki guy.
You're the Kawi?
Yeah.
And he's a Suzuki?
Yeah.
Big difference between the two?
I don't know. I've never drove Suzuki. My old car was Kawasaki, too, so I'm not sure.
What do you have?
I have the Gixxer.
I didn't ask you that. Is this a Suzuki or a Kawasaki?
Suzuki.
Okay, you can take her motor.
But no.
Claim it.
You're not using it.
I will be.
When?
April 2nd.
Okay.
February.
Well, I was thinking Barona. April 2nd for Barona, so hopefully April 1st for a practice.
Right.
Now, Mojave is March. Is Cocopah February?
Cocopah is February.
Yeah.
Yep.
And actually January. Aren't they running dwarfs?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, they're not?
No.
Oh,
they have the big one February. Oh. What was the dates? The 22nd? Somewhere around there, but no entry fee and a $2,500 payout.
Excuse
so,
me?
Huge.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad.
Are you trying to get ready for that, Tristan?
If I am, because they're paying out sportsmen too.
Yeah.
It's a half mile track, though.
Yeah,
that
buddy.
That is a pretty big trick
for
my first race.
Yes. So, I mean, Robert, you come up often because we both tried out Cocopah the first time ever at the same moment.
Time.
We were both a little, like, just tired of waiting. We just wanted to get out there. Not that we were anxious, but maybe a little anxious. And then both of us jumped out after that first time and, like, super excited.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was so hooked up. We were really lucky about that track.
Even the last time we were just there, even though I've raced it a couple times now, that track's so big and we're going so fast that
get your heart.
Get a little bit.
You got to learn to breathe.
A little more than normal.
You're okay with Tristan having his first race on that?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I might be a little nervous on that. But the last time I was just so excited to race Bobby out there.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I haven't got to race Bobby since we gotten better. So it was pretty.
So
Cocopah will be the fastest track you've been on?
Yeah, in a dwarf car, yeah.
It's pretty much the fastest we're on.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we don't run Paris and nothing else is really as big that I can think of.
Yeah.
And he's been in, what were you in?
I drove a Pure Stock for a little bit. And then I drove his old dwarf car once in practice and then his new one once in practice.
Wow. So
but he's fearless. He rides motorcycles.
Yeah.
On one wheel.
Everywhere.
Well, that's how we're saving tires.
Yeah.
You save money on front tires.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Well, it's all about the excitement, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. Oh, we're getting close right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, where the show is always better off air on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Family owned and operated. Not only is they great folks, but their service department will work on every car in your driveway. El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com and thank them when you see them for sponsoring Racer Radio. All right. We got the Peters in the house.
Yes, we do.
We got Pops, the son, the wife.
The whole
enchilada.
Yes.
Don't bother her. She's right engrossed in something.
Yes.
Yeah, she's not talking to anybody right now.
I don't think Dirtu called in, but he does have a message. If I may read it. He texts me to say, tell the champion he did great this year.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, Dirtu.
So you got recognized by Dirt Dude, and I know the B&B family is very proud of you. And you were at the awards banquet?
Yes.
Out in Ramona?
Yep.
Yeah. So how was that? Was that fun?
Oh, it was so awesome.
If you're the champion.
Oh, yeah.
It helps.
Well, when we first got there, they go, if you have a table reserved, go ahead and go sit at it. And we're like, never reserved a table. So we go walking in. They actually had little booths reserved for the champions of each class and like pictures. And
sweet.
They went all out.
Cool.
It was super cool.
That is. Well, that's what's neat about it. And I love it when tracks, you know, honor their champions. Because, I mean, let's face it, that wasn't easy.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. No, because when you were in here last time, you and Isabella were super close.
Yes.
Yeah. And so was he there? Did he congratulate you?
No, he wasn't there, unfortunately.
Because he didn't win.
Right?
I hate to say it. Would you?
Second place is no good, I guess.
Yeah, second place is first loser. I'm sorry. Isabella, I get it, dude. I totally get it. No one's heartbroken. Did I step on it again? Look at Brittany. She's loving it. But it's the truth, right?
Yeah.
It would be hard for you to go in second place.
Yeah, still would have went. I mean, me and him didn't really get along all season, but it is what it is.
Well, it's racing.
It is racing. It is racing.
You know,
so.
And he can't take away your championship.
Right, right.
I mean, every time I've seen you, you've always raced clean.
Yep.
You've never raced dirty like Brittany.
Right.
You know.
I get dirty,
well,
Dave.
Oh, is that
I don't
what
race
it is?
Dirty.
Oh, I get it.
I still wonder how I get mud behind me in my seat.
Like, oh, yeah.
How do I get mud in my underwear? Like, how? I get dirty, Dave, but I don't race dirty.
Yeah, I've had rocks in my butt crack.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. I didn't say that, but.
I didn't say it either. And I'm not going to even ask.
Like, literally,
it
how
happens.
Does it get behind me on my seat?
Yep.
Well, you're going to have to work on
it. I don't know how. My crew chief would probably say you wouldn't get as dirty if you were up front.
That's
I'm pretty
true.
Sure he's thinking that right now.
So now you're driving the same car you drove last season, right?
Correct.
So you haven't done anything different? Other than, you know, maybe minor stuff.
We actually took the whole car apart, powder coated it. I put a new motor in it. And then this whole season, Bobby Brown has just helped me.
Immensely.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even explain. And we finally got the car to where, you know, we only have to make some minor adjustments to wherever we're going or whatever the track's doing.
Right.
So the car is amazing right now.
Yeah.
And so that's why you just bought a second one instead of handing it over to Tristan?
You know, I would have gave it to him, but I think this will be even funner. Now we both get to be out there.
Well, and not only that, I mean, he needs to work on his own car.
Right.
And you will, right, Tristan?
Oh, yeah.
You're a good son. You're a good person. I picked up on that quickly.
You probably looked under the tree for a good hour, hour and a half, and still couldn't find a motor.
Yeah.
It's coming. I need some nice tires for my dirt bike, though.
Yeah. You only need one, the back.
Yeah, you only need one, just the back tire. Well, what kind of a deal is that? So where do you get a motor? I mean...
I know a couple people. Like, my buddy, he has a... His old boss runs like a used motorcycle.
Like a wrecking yard?
Don't give all your secrets away.
He goes to auctions and stuff. So
and just buys a bunch of bikes. So
Hopefully we can find a wrecked one or something. And...
Yeah, and we don't wish anybody on motorcycles.
No, but I get what you're saying.
We will take your motor.
Right.
Like, we will take your motor. Yeah. Well, and now just for the ignorance of it all. So you get a motor. Do you have to do anything to it once you get it?
His is bone stock, and I mean, he won the championship. You can do stuff to him, but I don't think I would.
I think, well, I mean, I race go-karts, and whenever you mess with the motors, right. the life expectancy right. went right out the window.
Well, that, and I don't think power is ever an issue for us. It's traction.
Yeah.
It's not power.
Point.
Those things have so much power, it's not even funny.
Because it's only 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Plus, and the car is, what, 1,000 cc's? Yeah. 1,200?
It's traction.
Yeah. Traction is the name of the game. Yeah.
Right.
So are you going for Rookie of the Year?
I have some tough competition, but yeah, I am.
Who's your competition? Anybody we know?
Dan Varner. Have you ever heard of Dan Varner?
Yeah.
I heard there's going to be a couple more rookies out there, too.
That's cool. That's what you were saying. You heard that more people are coming out.
I would rather be Rookie of the Year beating 2, 3, 4 drivers than just have me out there.
Yeah, by default. Exactly. Yeah. Earn it.
Because, you know, and it's not the end of the world if you don't. It's all about the experiences.
You must not know this team very well. If they want it, they're getting it.
We're getting
They're going for it.
We're going for it.
Oh, if I don't, if I get second. No.
No, I...
No, no.
We're not talking about Isabella. look at her bobbing her head around. Isabella, I love you. But you know what? This is what, you know, racing's all about.
Yeah.
It's that internal competition on the track, right?
Absolutely, and having a good time, being with your family, which they encompass all of that.
Yep,
exactly.
Yeah, we're actually going to try to get my dad out there this year in Tristan's Pure Stock.
Oh, really?
I hope.
Wow.
I hope
kind of like, who's in here? David Ross.
Right.
And then his two kids. Because just racing your own vehicle is not enough work. You're going to have yourself, your father, and your son.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Be better than a car sitting there. So go out there and have some fun.
Yeah, if it's just sitting there collecting dust.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Does he know this?
Yeah, we were actually just, he was at the house yesterday.
Okay. Is it that old red car, or did you sell that and get a different one?
It was red, but we spray painted it black. So it's all black now.
So this is dad opening his card.
Yeah.
And a picture of a race car said, this is for
you. We'll see if all of his stories from when he's younger.
Yeah. His fish kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and now it's going to start getting smaller.
I see how that is. But gosh, I just hope 22 race season is you know, this goes smooth and we get people in the stands.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the Salazars did an amazing job last year considering COVID, you know, the way they laid the track out and the whole nine yards. So I'm just hoping that, you know, we get a really good 2022 season in and everybody has fun, right?
Agreed. For me personally, it's therapy.
And Brad stepping in too.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
That was a
real bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real bonus.
Yeah, that track came alive, definitely.
Well, and I think, you know, I like the fact that, you know, Cocopa's in the winter, Barona's in the summer, you know, so you almost can race year round about.
You'll get a bunch of, you can potentially get experience before April 2nd.
Right.
If you're going for Rookie of the Year at Barona, it looks like there's some races where you can get your feet wet in a dwarf car. Because it is, I mean, a dwarf car is
a handful.
A whole different animal.
Yeah, unique experience, a handful. Yeah, right.
Totally. Especially with power steering.
Yeah, do you have power steering?
I'm going to have power steering. And when I drove his car, if you watch the video, I could not find straight the entire time.
Because you had power steering?
In his car, yeah.
Well, see, that's what she had problems with, too.
No, I didn't. I don't know where you're getting that from. But
you told me that you were when you had.
I did not tell you that, Dave.
Then who did?
I'm not sure. But getting close to the wall, all of a sudden I think I'm going to twitch, you know, like, I know it's not going to happen, but it's like when you're close to the edge of something, all of a sudden I'm going to fall off. No.
Yeah,
I'm going to twitch. But when I get close to that wall, it's like, I'm
going to
sneeze.
I thought you told me it took you just a little while to get used to
it. I thought it would be harder than it was.
Oh. Yeah. Now you can't live without it.
I absolutely love it and had to do a race without it and didn't. I was like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
What is going
Where
on?
Where is my power steering?
But, yeah, it's huge.
It is wonderful.
Well, I would think with that much horsepower and that much torque, you almost have to have it.
It definitely saves the arms. You don't get the arm pump. And you could calm down and focus more on your driving instead of gripping the wheel.
To your fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, there were times at the end of the race where I didn't want to go into the turn as fast because I didn't know physically if I was going to be able to hold it.
Right,
get back out.
Yeah.
So now since you've got another car, are you on your own for sponsorship?
Well, we have our own heating and air company, so that's going to be...
Remember RPM?
RPM.
No, I know, but he needs to go find himself a little... right?
It wouldn't
we'll
hurt.
Take all the help we
yeah,
could get.
Hurt.
Oh, yeah.
We'd food sponsor. Food sponsor.
Yep.
How many times have I said that?
They have a nice spread, but you could use some help. But they get the table out, and there's like all this stuff, and
yeah,
I just
but
wonder
then
how
guess
you
who
eat.
Has to do it all? Thank you very much. Yes. He's waving
Tori,
in the back.
You should be looking for a food sponsor.
But see, wouldn't it be nice if Antonelli's, you stopped?
Yeah, that would
pick
be amazing.
Up, plus, who's, because Antonelli's used to be huge at Cajon. I'll bet you if somebody was to go to ask him, they'd say yes.
Right.
That would be a good sponsor.
There's your job for tomorrow.
There it is. Get us some food for next year.
Just take a run out there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always nice when we, I think you may have experienced that a couple of times when we go out of town and there's a bunch of B&B drivers. We all kind of pooled some money together.
Yep.
And then.
Feed the herd.
Yeah, then yeah. Feed the herd was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got that's enough nice. Bacon.
Yes. 3 pounds.
That's all it takes.
Wherever we go.
Wherever we go.
Well, so, this is going to be exciting for you guys. What's your number going to be?
55.
Oh, Dad's 5.
So is your car done?
It's done. It's ready.
So now it's his.
No.
No, they got a new,
got,
another one.
He bought Darren Brown's.
No, no, but car. I mean, you got to get his ready.
Oh.
Yeah. Now we got to get his
ready. So now
ready.
Yours is done. Park in the corner.
Ready to go. Yep.
Gotcha.
Ready for Coca-Cola.
What color?
I don't think I'm going to reskin it. It already has black panels on it, but I think I'm going to do like green numbers and
yeah,
name.
The fluorescent, real bright green.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What color is your car?
Black with like white and red.
Okay. And you're number 5.
Number 5.
Yeah.
5 and 55. What about Dad?
He's just going to have to roll with what it has. I think it's the 01 on there.
Okay. He'll get over it.
I hope he gets out there. I think it'll be fun.
Well, at least if he goes out one time, gets a bug, then it's
right.
A piece of cake.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like it's a disease in the family.
Right.
Doesn't
yeah.
Go too far.
And what about, how old's Rocky?
She's 4.
4, so then in 2023?
No, Rocky's PR.
She's a daredevil.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's the daredevil.
As her earpiece popped out.
Rocky's a daredevil.
He goes, Mom, they're talking about me. Stop them. Stop them.
She's trying to roll her eyes and everything.
No, she's trying to bury herself.
Yeah.
Usually she hides in a bucket at the track. It's so cute.
A bucket?
If it's hot, they just fill up like a Home Depot bucket and she just sits in it. It's adorable.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't
all right, but folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, where absolutely nobody goes faster than Paris Auto Speedway. Man, I tell you, that track is rocking. They've got a good... great announcer, great promoter, great track prep. They just, everything they do is just phenomenal. And they are truly part of the family. And with that being said, we got Tony Jones on the line. He is the director of USAC CRA. Boy, you have got to be excited about 2022.
Yeah, we got a bunch of, first off, it's good to be on with you guys, but mm-hmm. We got a bunch of stuff planned out this year. 27 shows, 9 different tracks, bigger purses. I'm working on a bigger point fund for these guys for next year. I think a lot of guys are excited, and we're going to see a lot more new guys coming out running with us as well.
That is amazing. So how many races are you going to run this season?
We got 27 shows as of right now. We have a few TBAs, and those TBAs will get filled up quick. Like I said, there's a lot of interest in our organization this year. We're going to get it in, with the USAC CRA 410 non-wing sprint cars. I mean, if you haven't went down to Paris mm-hmm. Auto Speedway to see these 410 non-wing sprint cars, you guys are missing out. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of interest, a lot of sponsors. Like I said, bigger point fund. I'm working on a lot of sponsors coming on back on this year. We had a lot of... spectacular sponsors. Last year we put about $13,000 in the racers' pockets. We'll give tires away, we'll give $100 bills for heat race wins, hard chargers, first one out of the main event, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All the money that I collect throughout the season or on the off season, I'll give back to these guys. But our first show, we start out at Cocopal Speedway near Yuma, Arizona, mm-hmm. on January 27th, 28th, 29th. I'm not sure how far Yuma is from you guys down there, but
it's Brad Whitfield
got that place. Yeah, Brad Whitfield down there has got that place dialed in.
Yep.
And between that and Parris Isle Speedway, and this year we're going to Tulare, California, Hanford, California, California. We're going to a new track, Mojave Valley Speedway, mm-hmm. which we're excited about. Mm-hmm. Back to Bakersfield, Ventura. We got a lot of tracks we're heading to, and going to put on a lot of good shows for these people.
Well, I think it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's almost like there's been a rebirth of USAC CRA Sprint Car Series.
You know, it's funny you say that, because once again, this is the first. The last couple of years, I mean, last year was pretty good. We had an average, 20 car count, which isn't bad. But I'm hearing a lot more interest. Like I said, the more money I bring into the series, the more interest there is. And if I can get a couple of big sponsors, put $100,000 into a point fund, I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of interest in there. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of help from a lot of different people. But if we can find that one big sponsor, it's pretty much like winning the lottery. I mean, these guys come out and race, and we can do tow money and prize money and extra bonuses and this and that. We're going to have a banquet here on February 19th, and we got a bunch of surprises for the racers. So, wow. Me being an old racer, ex-racer, and it's been in my family for all my life, that I just want to, get this money and get these sponsors in there and get back to these racers and get these guys interested and go have some fun again. We like to go to these places like Yuma or Mojave Valley, sure. where they have casinos and, go hang out for a couple of days and, get the camaraderie. Back in my day, heck, we used to hang out in the dang parking lots after the races and, have a few soda pops, wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
And, tell some lies to each other and have some good times,
Well, I don't know if you are aware of this driver, but his name is AJ Bender.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. He's definitely come through the last.
Look who picked him up for the Chili Bowl. The Pendragons.
Yeah.
NHRA top, funny car driver. And we had AJ in studio. I mean, he couldn't believe it. He gets a phone call, and he didn't believe the guy was calling from the Pendragon camp. And he said, "Yeah, we've been watching you. We've been watching you. And so, we want to put you in a car," which is a testament to your program. Because the big promoters and the big owners are watching to see what you do. And by you bringing the money out, just bringing the cream of the crop out, it's a win-win really all the way around. And I know the money is everything, because I haven't found anybody yet that has told me that racing is cheap. I haven't found one yet. Yeah.
Definitely not cheap. I mean, these guys come out. I mean, it's funny, because there's a lot of guys out there that are running 360s. They'll run a 360 organization, and mm-hmm. and I've no problem with that. But the thing of it is, it's kind of diluted the 410 stuff.
Right.
They're buying 360 motors for $25,000, where you can come out and buy a 410 motor for $20,000-$25,000 and make twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get these 360 guys to really think about the program. I mean, if you want to get better, you know what you have to do? You got to race more.
That's right.
So if you're going to race more, you're going to get better. And just like AJ Bender, just like Damien Gardner, Brody Roa, Austin Williams, Cody Williams, Logan Williams,
yeah.
Tommy Malcolm, man, I can run down the list. Yeah. These guys with these 27 shows, I guarantee you by the end of the year, they're going to be better.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys in the Midwest, those guys run, 60 times. So when they come out here, they're sharp. I mean, it's not only the drivers, it's the crew chiefs. If it's the, it's the guys that are working on the cars. You want to change the right rear tire. These guys have probably done it 20 times throughout the year.
Right.
So that's why I keep hitting on this, the bigger and better and, money and more shows and different racetracks. You get different racing surfaces. The newer tracks, and you get sharp, and once again, I keep hating to, say this, but back in my day, that's what made us good.
Sure.
We had 54 race seasons, and we had a lot of fun. you know, the camaraderie and the, you know, different racetracks, and that made us good. We were, you know, tough to beat. So these days, you know, and that's what I'm trying to get back to, you know, and once again, if I can get that money involved, the sponsors involved,
right.
You know, and if I get a big sponsor, you know, for the series, it's going to be, you know, whatever sponsor I get, USAC CRA series.
Right.
You know, every sprint car that races on that racetrack, if they want to go for a you know, prize money, they're going to put their decal on their car. You know, and it's going to be noticeable.
Yep.
Pictures and videos, and we're on Flow Racing, we're on Speed Sport. I mean, all these live streams that we got going on.
Those are huge.
Sponsor.
I think those are one of the best things that happened to your series is by having these groups pick you guys up, because it's, again, it's all about the notoriety. It's all about name recognition, and you know as well as I do, on the West Coast, it's hard. It's hard to put a lot of races together on the West Coast. We just don't have that many tracks.
Well, the problem is here on the West Coast, you have so much to do.
Yeah.
You know, you have sunny California.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you have, you know, the mountains, you got the beaches, you got, you know, amusement parks. Back in Indiana, you ain't got a lot to do.
You got racetracks.
Exactly. You go to the racetrack. That's what you do on Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, you know? And so once again, that's why I'm trying to, you know, get the series bigger and make it more exciting and get some money out there. Get some different guys to come out, get some different interest in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the tracks that we do have, we're very fortunate. We're very blessed. You know, we're running a couple tracks back-to-back with Steve Farias, Tulare, and Thunder Bowl Raceway. Then we have Peter Murphy's Hanford. You know, those guys, they took on 3 months of, you know, Friday, Saturday night shows. And we're blessed to have these guys. And just like Parasol Speedway, our home track, man, you can't beat that. If you've never been to Parasol Speedway, you're missing out. I mean, it's the Angel Stadium of dirt track. And you know, us running 100 miles an hour and, you know, sliding it sideways, yeah, popping wheelies and banging wheels.
Non-lame.
I mean, these guys are so competitive these days for these big purses.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I mean, we got, you know, rivalries all over the place. Damien Gardner and Brody Roa.
These
guys
they've been butting heads for years, and we love it, you know, and everybody keeps telling me, well, you need to calm those guys down. Heck no, kick them in the butt.
Yeah, kick them a little harder. Brittany, you had a question.
Let's put them in a UFC ring on the ring straightaway and let them go at it.
That's
for
hilarious.
You know, 3 minutes. You know, I know it never happened, but
right.
I said that all the time when I was racing. You know, these people want to see drama.
Yeah.
You know, that's why everybody watches Ding on Kardashians. You know, they want to see drama.
Yep.
But, you know, just like NASCAR or anything else, you know, it's a storybook. That's all it is. It's entertainment. I keep telling my drivers, crews, sponsors, it's entertainment. You know, we go out there, we entertain the fans. And once again, going back to Parasol Speedway this year, once Donnie Kazarian and his whole crew, we're blessed to have those guys. And, you know,
yeah,
I wish we had more races, but we'll take what we can get. And we'll have more fun this year out there.
Can you tell us a little more about this Memorial race you're going to run in June?
That's going to be a race sheet, a Bubby Jones Ray Sheets Memorial. Bubby Jones was my dad. Ray Sheets was his crew chief. Ray Sheets and my dad worked for the Kazarians for years. And, you know, my dad, obviously he's been racing since he was a teenager, and that's how I cut my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's obviously in my blood. But these guys have been, has done so good in racing, Ray Sheets. He's won championships in many races being a crew chief. You know, my dad's won championships in, you know, races, and they're near and dear to Donnie and Kim Kazarian's hearts. You know, obviously it's all in the family. Those guys seen each other for many years, putting this track together out at Paris, and, you know, worked at the landfill together. And so there's a lot of history, you know, behind this. And unfortunately, losing these guys, it stinks. But obviously, it happens. So we're definitely pumped up on that race, especially myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's I'm really honored and really grateful that they even do something like this for my dad.
Sure.
So at Paris in June, we have a father-son in studio with us, too, right now, who are going to be racing each other in the dwarf division
next season.
Oh,
the father just won the championship last year, and on air, he promised that if he won it, he'd give his son a car. So he decided, he reneged a little bit because he kept his championship car and got his son a car with no back end, no front end.
They're working on it.
It's still a championship car, though.
It's a championship car.
But it was a championship car.
And the bond that the Robert and his car has is very strong.
Yeah.
So you get it. You get it. In fact, there was a time when I was a kid, local dirt tracks in Northern California would hire a ringer. And my dad was the ringer. And he'd go in, and he'd literally run guys off the track. Because he was 6 foot five and 203 and almost 280 pounds and no fat. But back in the day, remember how because it was all about the excitement.
Oh, the drama and entertainment. Is that where you're going with
exactly.
this?
Exactly. So for you to say, we got to calm Damian Gardner and Brody Roa down, that's insane. Because that's what people come to watch.
Exactly. You know, and you got to have that rivalry, you know, and that's in anything. That's going to bring the fans back. That's what's going to get people talking. And, you know, and those are the two of the best.
I mean, they are
those guys that run their butts off, and especially out here on the West Coast, you know, I mean, he's breaking records left and right. Yeah. I'm thankful for him to be in the organization, but we got a lot of young guys. And that's the cool part. That's exactly what we need. Have these rookies come in and give Damian and Brody and Austin these guys to run for their money, because if we didn't have rookies come in, we wouldn't have a series.
All right, hey, give me your website. Get you that, or you have to get your own radio show.
No problem. I'll get my own radio show.
I had a feeling.
I'm competitive. Let's do this.
So what's the website so people can look at your schedule and see what you're up to?
It's going to be USAC CRA. Lance Jennings, USAC CRA. We have Tony, or you can email me at TonyJonesRacing@gmail.com. If you're a big sponsor out there, you want to put your name on a few cars or all the cars, call me up, email me, whatever you got to do. Let's you out there and let's get you on Flow Racing and let's get these non-wing 410 sprint cars going.
Yeah, and we want to talk to you throughout the season. Let us know how the championship is going. Let us know. You know,
the rivalries
any new sponsors you get, don't hesitate. You know, we're more than happy to support them as well. Buddy, it's fantastic talking to you, and you can get all my contact info from Scott.
All right, I appreciate it, you guys. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is the only motorsports show that runs 352 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, you don't miss a beat, Dave.
No, no such thing. And I can't, and I tell you, I can't thank Brittany enough.
Well, thanks, David.
She brings in some of the best guests of anybody, everything from motorcycles to cars. The horses.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. I mean, she's a plethora. And I just want to say on air, you are the best co-host I've ever had in 30 years doing radio.
Wow, Dave. Thank you.
Well, I'm just telling you, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in this room that feel the same way. Your enthusiasm, your excitement, you know, you keep the show light and airy. Can't keep me in control, but you try really, really, really hard.
I'm going to tear up in here. Just
and you're the worst board op I've ever had.
Not at all.
But I like your shirt, man. That's a cool shirt.
Thank you.
Brendan's great.
I got to tell you, Brendan's fun. I mean, this is the best team.
I listened to him yesterday. I woke up on Christmas morning, and I listened to him an hour of Christmas music.
I turned on the wrong thing. All right, so we got... The Peters in the house.
Yes.
Getting ready for next season.
Yeah.
Dad doesn't need any sponsors. He's good.
I'll take them, though.
Nah, we're not giving them. You were giving them to the kid.
Food sponsor, so Tori doesn't have to.
So you guys are going to run in the same class?
Yep. Yeah, that's all. And there's no, like, sportsman class at Barona.
Okay,
there's
so
no
you're not
going to
get any more birthday presents, no more Christmas. No, I know.
So, you know, in our last guest, he mentioned motors being $20,000 and $25,000. And I thought about how you guys are looking for a motor. And thank goodness that's not nearly the price tag.
By the way, you got it. Yep, she is the best.
Oh, my mom has your number?
No, that's my wife. She loves
thank you, Michelle.
But I mean, it's, I know. I used to, when I raced at Cajon Speedway in the carts. My buddy'd be there, and he'd have his sportsman's car, and he's got the diff out, and he's got the axles out, and he's got the tranny out. I go, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting ready to go out and practice. I said, oh, yeah, I got to go get ready, too. He said, what do you got to do? I got to check the tire pressure. I got to oil the chain. That's it. See ya. And off I went.
There's a little more in a dwarf car.
Yeah.
Well, so, I know, but compared to a sprint car.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're so competitive. Have you ever been in a sprint car?
No, I would love to, though.
No, 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 you don't either. Hey.
We saw an Ventura.
Yeah, don't let them, Tori, or then you'll be those.
We went to Ventura this last one right before Kokopah, and they had where you could rent the sprint cars there, and I told her that's what I want for my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
So bad.
Tori's gonna make that happen. She's not.
Yeah,
she's shaking her head.
Yeah, but what does she want?
She's a super wife.
What does she want?
She wants a bookstore.
Cool. I love books.
You wanna own a bookstore?
Well, I wanna have a whole book. Oh, I love books. Aww, I read.
Yeah, he is an avid reader.
That's how she
is. In fact, if somebody says, hey, Dave, you want to go to lunch today? Geez, you know, I've already got another engagement. It's with my book.
That's so funny.
I hated to read when I was a kid. Literally hated it.
Because you had to be told what to read, probably.
Lorna Doone? That's a cookie. Anyway, besides, let's go back to racing. So you're set. You're not, I'm sure you'll tinker with it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yours,
it's coming together.
Is there a lot? I mean, you don't have an engine. What about a trainer? Well, that comes with a tranny.
I already got the whole rear end, all the bars and stuff.
Okay.
Just went and picked up spindles.
What are you missing?
Just kind of need like.
You got the body. You got the panels.
All the panels.
Seat.
Nope. Looking for a seat.
What size? Let's put it out there. Who's selling
a 15 at 10 degrees?
There you go.
Yep. 15, 10 degrees.
Okay. Ultra shield, hopefully.
Yeah. Steering wheel?
Need one of those,
it
Tristan.
Helps. Yeah. I've been told that they come in real handy.
I still remember my first year, Josh Cochran. I wish he'd never told me this. Yeah, so I was going into turn one, and my steering wheel came off. Mm. So just always make sure it's locked on. That's something I didn't need to
know. I bet you check it 57 times.
It's certainly. I always check my next gen. Check. I make sure my doors are shut, and I check
my steering wheel.
Yeah. Actually just forgot to his air hose. I forgot to put it all the way on, I think the second to last race of the Brona season. Mm-hmm. And we're all watching him race. We're like, what the heck is that hanging out of the back of his car? His air hose was all...
I thought I had a rookie flag.
A rookie flag.
Yeah, a rookie flag. So you're over there gasping for air, right? Yeah,
getting a bigger trailer? I didn't think yours...
He's going to get an open trailer, I think, just temporarily.
Oh, you're going to drive up separate?
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend's helped me a lot.
Oh, with everything. That's a girl.
Yeah.
To keep
around.
That's a keeper.
Wow.
Yeah, the air conditioning business slowed down a little bit in the winter. I didn't have... all the money to throw out the dwarf car, so she helped me out a lot.
All right.
Wow.
So you're going to put her
Shout
name on the...
Shout out.
You got to put her name on the side of the car.
Yeah. Jessica, I definitely have to put...
Yeah, good job, Jessica.
Yeah.
Helping him live his
dream. So then you have an enclosed trailer?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it's not big enough. But I think we'll see how it goes. I mean, we'll kind of play it by ear if it looks like... Because my ultimate dream would be to, this next season, do Barona Plus... be able to run nationals so he could get even more seat time. He could run sportsman in the nationals.
Wait, and both of those in the 2022 season?
I would love to, yeah.
Holy. And run a new business.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Tori, say hi to him now. He's going to be gone for a... Whoa. Wow.
By the way, RPM Heating and Air, we're giving out free furnace tune-ups and checks to military families.
Awesome.
How do they get a hold of you?
Look on the website, RPM Heating and Air Conditioning, or you could give me a call at 619-201-8608.
All right. That's excellent.
Yeah.
We got to do that for the military.
Yeah. Help them out.
Yeah, because it freezes in San Diego.
Yep.
If it's under 73, it's a little chilly. Yeah. Born and raised.
Oh, but we're not going through the menopause. No, not this year. I gave
I've
that shit up.
Been cold.
You're so funny. So what are you doing any? I mean, are you doing iRacing? Are you going to the go-kart track? Are you just waiting?
I have a computer that can do that. We just got to get the actual steering wheel.
You and steering wheel.
Yeah, they're important. I think Tristan.
Need a steering wheel sponsor.
Tristan He's going to be a natural because it's in his blood. One, right. Two, right. He's been at the track and kind of been living vicariously through his father.
Right.
And you're no stranger, I mean, to two wheels. So you probably have that knack of if it gets a little loose underneath you, it's okay. You're not going to panic,
right.
I would imagine.
So now I'm glad you bring this up. So you're still a two wheeler. Are you going to try to do both?
I don't race two wheels. I have a supermoto that I ride around on the street and stuff. And I did ride dirt bikes for a while, but yeah, mostly racing probably.
Yeah.
It's probably going to take up most of my money.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll take up definitely most of your money.
Yeah.
And I still think it's safer if you got a cage.
Oh, it's way safer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we learned that a couple weeks
We've
ago.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could tell stories if we had enough
beer. We could. I swallowed it on. We were on air a couple. It was more like, 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was almost 2 months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad one. Not fun.
Yeah, not fun at all. Yeah, never good. Never good.
Cage.
Yeah.
Restraints.
Yeah, go with cages.
I think that first race, he's going to be hooked anyway. As soon as he gets out there and he gets that feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the feeling.
It's going
to
be amazing.
To the seat. Yeah.
Even maybe. Well, you've been out a little bit, you said?
A couple times in his cars.
Yeah. And even then, did you feel a little bit of like,
I felt bad just because I was like, I don't want to mess up his car.
Well, I was just going to say, you don't want to wad his car out, right?
Yes, I understand that big time. But I remember the first time I went out on my B&B, I like literally teared up when I was coming off. And I just wanted to jump out of my car and hug Darren Brent because I was just so happy.
Right.
But that's what racing is supposed to be about. You know, the pros help the younger ones coming in or the rookies coming in and just help them, you know, make a nice transition to where they're going to be as happy and as excited as you are today.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody told you, hey, by the way, we're going to do a race on Monday, would you like to go? You'd be there.
Yes, sir.
Because you are missing this little adrenaline rush.
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, it is very therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's very. That's what I'm saying. It addresses.
All right. Guys, give that phone number out one more time.
619-201-8608.
All you have to do is be military.
Yep.
RPM
I'll
is
come
business.
Take a look for you.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Well, good. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
We'll be talking to you throughout the season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put you on, get your car on KUSI after you get it all done and you get a steering wheel. This is going to be, and an engine. Let's not forget the engine.
Yeah.
All right, folks, don't touch that dial. Gun Sports Radio, right around the corner, right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. I'll take your best shot. Is that all you got? I'll take your best shot. Is that all you got? I'll take your best shot. Is that all you got? I'll take your best shot. I'll take your best shot. I'll take your best shot.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.